You're listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
We are hooking up with Deion Miller, ABC 7 in Chicago. Like, during the week, we kind of chat about teams we kind of want to dive into after their performances on Sunday. You know, I talked about, you know, the Steelers are kind of in a mess right now. Let's do Pittsburgh. And then a team that we really wanted to get to last week, we were really trying to hone in on somebody, was Chicago because of the Bears. And that game, the first start for Justin Fields, it was so disastrous. And then this one where Bill Lazor was calling plays and Fields looked better in a win against the Lions, but Andy Dalton apparently is still the starter when healthy, according to Matt Nagy. Deion Miller joins us, ABC 7 in Chicago, on a Progressive guest line to help explain that and a little bit more out of the Windy City. Progressive making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Hi, how are you, Deion? Thanks for joining us.
I'm good. I wish I could explain it.
Yeah.
I'm as confused as everybody. I mean, it makes no sense. And the last couple of weeks have been so bizarre in that press room. I mean, the things that have been coming out of Matt Nagy's mouth, you look around sometimes and you're like, what is happening? What am I hearing right now? Like, it has been incredibly bizarre and has happened so fast. When he got here, Matt Nagy, he was transparent. It seemed that way to us anyway. And now it just feels like we jokingly call it word salad. He's just talking and talking and talking. And at one point the other day, listening to that post-game press conference, in my head, I'm going, stop talking. Like, just stop. You're making it worse. And he's given zero clarity. And this insistence on Andy Dalton is still the starter after what we saw from Justin Fields. Yes, I know it was the Detroit Lions, but you obviously saw that he can do things Andy Dalton cannot. And it just would make way more sense, obviously, to just say, this is what we're doing moving forward. And they are not going to do that yet. And I'm not sure why.
Yeah, what is the feeling, though, of people? Why? What is the strategic element for Matt Nagy to do this, to say things like this about Andy Dalton being the starter when healthy? What does he get by doing this? What is he trying to protect?
They have some sort of loyalty to Dalton that the rest of us do not have. So when they signed him, they must have given him that sort of assurance and before they knew that they could sign Justin Fields. And this is the other thing that has had me scratching my head for the last couple of years when it comes to the quarterback, because I feel like they make these decisions so fast because they panic. I mean, remember when they signed Andy Dalton, the rumor was that the Bears were in the mix for Russell Wilson. Like,
yeah.
What a difference that made, right? Like, that was such a bizarre couple of weeks. And we were like, oh my gosh, Russell Wilson. No, just kidding, Andy Dalton. And then they didn't know that they were going to be able to get Justin Fields, but they knew, even where they were positioned at 20 before they moved up in the draft, that getting a quarterback was a possibility. And I feel like they raced ahead. They made promises to Andy Dalton that now they regret, that they are maintaining because of the relationship they have with him. I'm still not sure why they're insisting on it. And then in the same breath, claiming that Dalton is such a pro and he knows, and he even said when he got here, he knew that he was just kind of this Band-Aid until Fields was ready. Like, he understood that. So he's still going to get paid. Like, they guaranteed him that money, whether he's starting or not. And I'm not sure what is gained by this insistence that when healthy, he's going to be the starter, unless it just gives them an out if they see that Fields is up against something he can't handle. But from what we have seen, he's ready. He's ready for that.
Take us back a couple of weeks ago, that first start for Fields that was so disastrous. You're closer to the situation. Guys like me, I live in Nashville, I'm on the outside. Fire Matt Nagy, but closer to the deal, what was being made of all that, the way that game was called, the way people were kind of criticizing, not utilizing Fields in the way he can be utilized?
Oh, it was the same thing. I mean, the cries for Matt Nagy's job were so loud. And the McCaskies have never fired any Bears head coach midseason ever. And this, everyone was on the edge of their seat that this could be the first time. What Matt Nagy didn't do with Justin Fields was such an indictment on him and his inability to change. What everyone was waiting for was they had 150 days from draft night to his first start, where they thought, okay, we couldn't wait to get our hands on a mobile quarterback who can do the things that we have been aching a quarterback in a Bears uniform to do. And then the game plan looked exactly the same as the one they ran with Mitch Trubisky, the same thing they tried with Nick Foles, the same thing they wanted to run with Andy Dalton. And you have a different quarterback here, and that is on Nagy. And then he kept it all a mystery about who's going to be calling the plays coming up. It was so starkly different against the Lions. Yes, I get it. Detroit. I'm going to quantify it with that because Detroit's not going anywhere. But at the same time, it was so different. Everybody's like, oh, can you guarantee that Nagy's not calling the plays? Yes. Watch the game. It's totally different. And the way that Justin looked and the way that Bill Lazor kind of orchestrated all of that was impressive. It overshadowed Nagy, which again made it bizarre afterwards when he tried to make it all about him. Well, it has to go through me. Sir, we watched you put together these game plans and control the offense the last couple of years, and it's not been good. So he has to be held responsible for that. And I think that those cries for his job are going to continue until he starts to make a little bit more sense at the podium.
Yeah, because you can make a decision as an ownership. You can make a decision based on anger, but you don't want to make those kind of decisions. But you also then say, but we drafted this kid, and this is the future. Right. And if you can't handle the development or the proper process, then we need to know that this investment is in good hands, and we don't know if it's in good hands.
Correct. That is the mystery. And George McCaskey says all the time, he's like, I walk through that parking lot. I am not going to make decisions based on the emotions of the fans that I see that are all over the, you know, he's like, I'm not going to make a decision that way. But you are correct. That is the issue. They drafted this kid and they felt like they put him in the hands of a quarterback groomer in Matt Nagy. And that isn't what's happened. What we've seen is a very confident kid, someone who is incredibly tough, incredibly smart, wants to be really good at this, and taking those strides with somebody else in his ear on game day. And that's where I think they have to kind of wait. It's still too early for them to make any sort of knee-jerk reaction at this point, but they have to be monitoring this incredibly closely because it is pressure on Matt Nagy, and I think that's what we're hearing when he steps to the microphone all the time.
Let's go to the preseason. Where were the Bears? This was a team that went 8-8 but got into the playoffs because there was an extra team. But when you're 8-8, you can tilt either way. Where was the preseason expectation as to what they were doing?
No one really thought. Well, I mean, inside they thought they had potential to be a playoff team. I think that's the other insistence why they weren't going to rush Justin Fields. There was no rush because they felt like he's the next 10 to 15 years. Andy Dalton is this season, and he can get us places that we want to go. And they are clinging. I know you talked about backing into the playoffs. They are clinging to this. We've made the playoffs two of the last 3 years, and both times they lost in that one game. So I don't. And last year I didn't feel like they didn't deserve to go. So preseason was kind of like, okay, let's see what we can do with a veteran quarterback. And even from the first training camp practice, you could see Andy Dalton was a decisive quarterback in a way that the Bears had not seen in several years. Like he knew what he was doing. He had veteran experience. It was evident. It was evident as soon as he stood out there and he thought, okay, let's see what they can do with Justin Fields and let him have his time, because Matt Nagy is going by his experience in Kansas City, and he thinks it's going to be the same as Alex Smith and Patrick Mahomes. And it isn't. It isn't. It's just not going to be the same, but that's his experience and that's what he knows. So he thought if Andy Dalton can win us some games and let Justin kind of sit in the shadows, well, then Dalton gets hurt and everything is topsy-turvy. And what we've seen from Nagy is his inability to adjust to that, right? Like, this was not part of his quote-unquote plan. And so now he's feeling rushed to it. So from preseason, we all thought, okay, let's see how far Andy Dalton can take them before it inevitably is Justin's job. And from what we heard from Bill Lazor early in the season was he said, I see someone who can handle this. And I think if it had been an open quarterback competition, Justin would have won the job. And so that's what everybody was like, okay, well, why are they not making that change? And again, I go back to this loyalty they have to Dalton that nobody else does.
With David Montgomery out, does that enhance his case? Does it hurt his case to get Fields more starts? How does that losing him affect the decision as who's going to be under center?
I think it has to in some capacity, because David Montgomery is the anchor of that offense, and losing him for a while is a long time. For a month plus is a big deal. Like that's definitely something. And then his backup, Damian Williams, is also dealing with an injury. So now you're looking at Khalil Herbert, their fifth round draft pick, potentially getting more carries. I think that could have something to do with it. And how they use, knowing that Justin's ability to run is a weapon that they can use when they need to, and Andy Dalton doesn't have that. So I would think they would name their starter today, hopefully, and cut off some of this drama and noise that they had over the last couple of weeks and move forward that way. I would think that Justin has the edge simply because of what he was able to accomplish last week and his ability to bridge that gap without David Montgomery. I would hope that that would make way in their decision making, but I don't know. I mean, Nagy's insisting Andy Dalton is our starter when healthy. As obnoxious as it is, that is going to be his tagline. So, we'll see what happens.
You touched on a little bit of it in terms of how Justin Fields is, like, just on a day-to-day basis, seeing him and hearing him and how he's handled all this. How, I mean, there's you're a rookie. A lot of things are coming at you. He's at the center of this national debate about the Bears. How does he take it all in?
He is. Everybody talks about he's so poised. Have we mentioned he's poised? I mean, that's what we hear all the time. But you see it. You actually see that calmness in him. When he's not afraid to answer questions. He's even after that absolute disaster in Cleveland, the way that he stood there and kind of like answered the questions, rolled with it, and didn't seem to miss a beat. And then the way he entered the next week of practice, it seemed to be with okay. I mean, it can't get worse than that. I'm going to move forward. And that's kind of how he's handled it all. He says he doesn't take in all this noise outside of it and all the questions. He's like, I'm here to learn and grow. And you see a maturity around him that we certainly didn't see with Mitch Trubisky. And you see that he can handle this. We saw that from Go, but you really hear it in his voice now that it's actually happening on the field too. And it's been impressive. But again, I go back to, this is a kid who played on incredibly big stages, had, you know, the good and the bad and kind of rode that roller coaster. And when they drafted Mitch, he was experiencing those things in the NFL. And Justin's done that at a different level. And now he's kind of growing into this moment. And he said from the beginning, I believe I was built for this. And I believe it too.
Awesome stuff. Deion, always great talking to you. I really appreciate it. Again, I hope to get you down the line as the season progresses.
Well, I have a feeling the Bears will be no shortage of news. So I am around if you need me.
Always good. Thank you so much, as always. Deion Miller, ABC
no
7
problem.
In Chicago on the Bears and a conversation about Justin Fields. Like we talked about, this quarterback. Look, the NFL is a national thing, right? Quarterback issues on Team A. Everybody in the country, there's a lot of different aspects as to why people 1,000 miles away would be interested, 500 miles away would be interested, in a city that's not even in the same conference would be interested. But yeah, I mean, you know, he's at the center of this story that it just gets all so much of attention because, as she mentioned at the start of that interview, it's just bizarre. It's so bizarre to see this go the way it's going and the sort of insistence by the head coach that in the end, when healthy, a quarterback nobody wants to play is going to play. It's really craziness.